we're reviewing the laws of kashrut that we learned, and the following scenario. We're cooking cholent in a pot. We're cooking meat in a pot. And as you're cooking, by mistake, you take a dairy spoon and you start mixing. Oh no, dairy spoon. Whoop, pull it out. Was that dairy spoon used within the last 24 hours? If it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, so we already know the flavor that it emitted doesn't disqualify the meat. The flavor that it absorbed makes a tray. You have to kosher the spoon. However, the meat that's cooking is okay. That we all know. We learned that already. But let's say I used it within the last 24 hours for cooking my cereal with milk, hot cereal with milk. So now the spoon has a positive milk flavor. I stick it into the pot and I start stirring the pot. So I evaluate the volume of the spoon that went into the pot. Do I have 60 times that volume for the flavor, for the milk flavor that came out of the spoon to dissipate in the pot? Because I'm assuming we treat it as though the full volume of the spoon, that size, that went into the pot, that's what gave out flavor. That's the amount of flavor I assume came in. So, again, what we're saying is the flavor that came out dissipated, and if there's 60 times that volume, so then the flavor is irrelevant. But if I don't have 60 times that volume, so then everything's prohibited. So then it's like I have meat and milk cooking in the pot. So then not only do I have to kosher the spoon, which I had to anyways, but I also have to kosher the pot, because the meat is considered meat and milk that was cooking together. So it's as though I cooked something non-kosher in that pot. So again, I took a dairy spoon. I had hot meat cooking on the pot. I started mixing that meat. Whatever's going to happen now, the spoon has to be koshered. Dairy spoon in a meat pot. I'm going to have to put it in a boiling pot of hot water. We're still going to discuss how we kosher vessels. That's for sure. My only question is, did I make the meat prohibited? If it was used in the last 24 hours, then I have to calculate. I have 60 times its volumes. If it was not used in the last 24 hours, what's called eino ben yomo, then the flavor that comes out is a negative flavor. It does not prohibit anything. We're okay. Okay. The amount of the spoon that went into the pot, not the full volume, that much of the spoon. Yeah. If you have 60 times the volume of the spoon, which very often you will have in a pot, I'm saying, so then we say the flavor dissipated, it doesn't prohibit anything.
So in most cases, you're probably safe.
I don't know.
So I had a ladle in a small pot.
Right?
A ladle in a small pot. Hey, no way you're getting pasta pie and above, maybe you're good.
Yes, sir. Same thing. We're talking about a dairy or meat. Well, what's cooking in the pot? What's kicking in the pot? Let's start again. What are we talking about? I have a pot of what? What's in the pot? Chicken. I have a pot of cholent. And now what did I do? Whatever you want. I'm asking you. Now, what did I do with that pot? What did I do wrong? I didn't hear you. What? We're talking about putting a dish in the pot at this point, putting a spoon in the pot. Okay, fine. So we move on. Yeah, we said we're not taking questions now, especially now in the review. Okay. Okay. Next. I think we covered Vav, we covered Zion. And we covered Ches. Yeah, we covered all of that. Okay, good. So we finished the third chapter with the review of the third chapter.